Good morning, Calvary City Church, and welcome to our online service. Once again, blessed Christmas. On behalf of Calvary City Church, Pusat Kebajikan Calvary, and Transformation Alliance, we hope that you're having an amazing time with your family and your friends and the people surrounding you in your world. And if you celebrated Christmas by yourself, I want you to know that you're not alone. The Holy Spirit is with you. His presence is there. So be awakened. Have joy in your heart this morning because God is with you. You know, church, I hope that you enjoyed our starlight performances yesterday and the Word of God brought by our senior overseer, Reverend Benedict Rajan. If you did not catch our starlight production, you can still catch it on YouTube. You can still watch it with your family online. You know, church, for the past 3 weeks, church, we've been talking about entering into 2022 and preparing our hearts and going into 2022 with our hearts before we enter into it physically. And last week, Pastor Sebastian and Pastor Betty preached powerful messages on how we can prepare our hearts to enter into 2022. If you have not heard that sermon yet, those sermons, you can catch it on our website. Don't miss it. As a church family and a body of Christ, we are preparing to enter into 2022. If there's one thing that I can remind you of this morning before we get into the Word, it's found in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, and it says, as Paul said, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forward to the things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, church, as we prepare to enter into 2022, I want to encourage you to let go of the things in the past and embrace everything that God has in store for us in 2022. Now, if we're still holding on to the past, church, and our hands are full of the uncertainty and the doubt that we've experienced in the past 2 years because of the pandemic, what's going to happen is that our hands are going to be so full that when God begins to pour out something new, we will not have any space to actually embrace what God is doing in 2022. So I want to encourage you this morning. Let's let go of the things that have happened. Let's not think about it anymore. Let's not talk about it anymore. Even if it's good or not so good, let's focus on what God has for us in 2022. Let's prepare our hearts to enter into 2022 with hands that are open and saying, "Lord, I am ready to embrace whatever you have in store for me in 2022. Now, this morning, I want to talk about three T's that we need to focus on. Again, three T's that we need to focus on as we prepare our hearts to enter into 2022. And the first T, if you're writing down notes, I hope you are, is Thanksgiving. Everyone say Thanksgiving. Why don't you comment in the comment section? Thanksgiving. The first T is Thanksgiving. And we're going to look at Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4 to 5. "And on that day, the Lord told him," he said, "give thanks to the Lord and call on his name. Make known all his deeds among the people. Make them and remember that his name is exalted. Praise the Lord in song, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known through all the earth." And then we look in 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his steadfast love endures forever." You know, church, thanksgiving is an attitude of the heart. It doesn't depend on the circumstances or situations that we are experiencing. But when we begin to give thanks to God, it does not just change the circumstance. Maybe your circumstance or situation won't change when you thank God, but something will change on the inside of you. The attitude that we have towards the situation and circumstance will begin to be transformed, because as we begin to give thanks to the Lord, instead of changing our circumstance, sometimes what God does is that He transforms transforms our heart. He transforms our life. And as we begin to be transformed, our perspective towards our circumstance and situation begins to change. So as we prepare to enter into 2022, I want us to be so aware and so thankful to the Lord for what He has done in 2021, in year 2020. It has been a good year, even though it has been such a challenging year. For some people may have lost jobs. Some people may have been in the worst financial crisis ever. Some people may be in debt. But can I just encourage you today? Whatever situation that you're in, God knows it. He has your life in His plans, and His plans for you are good. Your life is found in the palm of His hands. So as we begin to prepare ourselves to enter into 2022, I want us to begin to be thankful to the Lord for the good things that He has done in our life. You know, right now, I want you to be involved with me this morning in our service. I want you to comment in the comment section something that you are thankful for, because we all have something that we can be thankful for. Amen. So why don't you right now comment in the comment section, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for Calvary City Church. I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for my children. I'm thankful for a home that I can live in. Whatever you're thankful for this morning, why don't you comment in the comment section? And as we prepare to enter into 2022, I know I'm not discounting the difficult times that you've been through, but I'm encouraging you now more than ever to hold on to the promises of God and to be thankful, because whenever there's thankfulness, there's miracles that would happen. If you remember in the feeding of the 5,000, which is found in the Gospels, but specifically in the book of Luke chapter 9, when Jesus surrendered the loaves and the fishes to God, and He said one thing, He said, Lord, I thank You for what I have. And then in another story, in the Gospels as well, when Jesus resurrected Lazarus and He called Lazarus from the tomb, He knelt down and the first thing He said, Father, I thank You that You always hear my prayer. In both situations, one situation was lack, the other situation was death. But in both situations, Jesus did not look at a circumstance or situation, because He knew His Father had His best interest in His heart. He knew that His Father would always listen to Him in prayer. And so the first thing that Jesus did was He got down on His knees and said, Lord, Father, thank You. Thank You for everything that You've done. Thanksgiving always produces miracles. So today, if you can, be thankful. Let's take the next few days before we enter 2022 and let's be thankful for everything that God has done. Every situation that He has rescued you from, let's be thankful for it. That's the first T, thanksgiving. Number two, second T, if you're writing down, second T is testimonies. As we prepare to enter into 2022, let our mouths be filled with all the stories of the kindness and the goodness and the faithfulness of God. You know, instead of talking about the current political state in our nation, which we all know sometimes it's a little bit out of hand, but you know, instead of talking about all those things, imagine, church, we only got a few more days before we enter into 2022. What if, as the church of God, as the body of Christ, wherever we go, whatever gathering that we have, we're constantly talking about the goodness of God and all the good things that God has been doing in the year 2021. As praise begins to fill our conversations, as the goodness of God begins to fill our conversations, God will begin to change those things that need to be changed. Let's look at Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. It says, and they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. I repeat that again, by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to death. You know, church, when we begin to talk and share and speak of the goodness and the faithfulness of God, what happens is that the things in our life will begin to be overcome as we begin to share the good things that God has done. You know, number one, when we begin to share testimonies, we overcome the shame and the guilt and anxiety and the fear that we are facing in our life. I know our circumstances may be difficult, but if you can go and pinpoint in a moment, on a moment, that the Lord, that Jesus was good to you, as you begin to share those good things, as you begin to share those good situations, what's going to happen is that the things around you, the anxiety, the guilt, the shame, the fear that you're feeling will begin to be dispelled because they overcame him with the word of their testimony. As we begin to share the goodness of the Lord with the people around us, no matter how you're feeling, if you're feeling sad or down or anxious or depressed or whatever you may be feeling, when you begin to share the goodness of God, when you begin to share the kindness of God, immediately something stirs in your spirit. The atmosphere is changed. The atmosphere is transformed. And God begins to do a work in your heart first. And all fear, all guilt, all depression will be dispelled because we're declaring the goodness of God, the faithfulness of God. Number two, when we begin to talk about the goodness of God, when we begin to share testimonies, whatever you have experienced, the goodness of God that you've experienced in your life, when you begin to open your mouth and share that, the people in your world have the opportunity to experience the same powerful testimony that you are sharing with them. That is how powerful your testimony is. That is how powerful your story is. Because when you're sharing the goodness of God with the people in your world, in that moment, they might be going through the same thing. And if you don't share your story of the goodness of God, you're not giving them an opportunity to experience the same goodness and kindness of God that you've experienced in your life. Let me share a testimony with you. We have so many good things that have happened in the year 2021. And I want to encourage you. But this is something that is very personal to me and to Jeffrey as well, to my husband. You know, church, somewhere in the middle of this year, somewhere around 2021, we received a call from Kluang and from Jeffrey's grandparents. And they are in their 70s and they had attended a funeral. And somebody in that funeral had COVID-19. I'm sure many of you know by now, right, this story. But someone had COVID-19 and both Jeffrey's grandparents were COVID positive the next time we spoke to them. And Jeff's grandfather has a lung disease in which he has difficulty in breathing once in a while. If he develops phlegm, it gets really bad and he has to be on oxygen. And of course, in that moment, like, both of us were really afraid of what was going to happen to both his grandparents. But we were thankful to God that they both had gotten their vaccine before that. And both of them had to be admitted in the hospital, even more anxiety because we couldn't contact them. We had no idea what was going on until one of Jeffrey's uncles actually went to Kluang and found out that both the grandparents are actually admitted in the hospital. Both their phones were in the house. They didn't have any access to talk to any one of us or even tell us how they were doing. And in that moment, I looked at Jeffrey and I said, I was really worried. To be honest, I was really worried. But when I looked at him, he looked at me and said, God is faithful. He will not let us down. And in the next few days, we began to pray and we began to say, Lord, would you heal both his grandparents? They're both in their 70s and they're old and they both have COVID-19. And in the course of the next few days, we heard that there were about a few people, I don't want to say the number exactly because I'm not sure, a few people that actually passed away from COVID-19 who were present in that funeral. And of course, there were a lot of thoughts that were going through our mind. God, what's going to happen? Is this going to be a good thing? Is this going to turn out well? Lord, we need your grace. We need your mercy. But in that moment, there was a peace that God placed in both our hearts. And we knew that God was going to come true for both of them. And true enough, in that first 1 week, both Jeffrey's grandparents, grandfather and grandmother, the doctor said that they were away from danger and their situation was not serious anymore. And they were just there for observation. And after 1.5 weeks, both of them were discharged from the hospital and they are both perfectly fine right now. Why don't you give Jesus the glory for that? And God has been so good. He has been so kind in a situation where we thought that it was the end, but still God came through for both Jeffrey's grandparents. And before Christmas, before the 26th, we actually managed to celebrate Christmas with both of them together with the entire family. And this is something that we need to give Jesus glory for. And if you think back in the whole year of 2020, 2021, I know that it's been a difficult year. I know that it's been a hard year. But I remember and I brought to remembrance in my mind, throughout 2021, people got healed. People got set free. People got saved. I've received messages, you know, pastoring group of people getting healed and people getting saved and good things. Families being reunited again. Broken families being restored again. And I want to encourage you, church. There's always something to give thanks to the Lord for. Your testimony will enable people in our world to experience the same power of God that you experience in your world. So can I encourage you, in the days that we have left to 2022, why don't you share your testimony? Why don't you talk about the goodness of God? Why don't you put His praise on your lips? Why don't, whenever you gather with people, you don't have to tell them that if you die, you go to hell? No, I'm not asking you to do that. I'm asking you to put your praise for the Lord on your lips and say, God did good things for me in 2021. When nobody was there for me, He was there for me. I never thought I would make it through to 2022, but here I am alive and grateful to the Lord for His kindness over my life. We saw so many babies being born. We saw so many families becoming bigger. We saw so much joy on people's faces and in people's hearts. We saw so many good things in 2021. Let's put the good things above the bad things and begin to speak about them as we prepare our hearts to enter into 2022. Number three. Trusting God. Let's look at Job chapter 31, verse 24 to 28. It says, if I have made gold my only hope, or said to find gold, you are my confidence. If I've rejoiced because my wealth was great, and because my hand had gained much, if I had observed the sun when it shines or the moon moving in its brightness, so that my heart had been secretly enticed and my mouth had kissed my hand, this also would have been an iniquity deserving judgment, for I would have denied the God who is above. Now this is Job talking. If you can, read the book of Job, study the book of Job, and see how he had hope in the midst of hopelessness. And so Job is saying, like, if I had put my trust in gold or all these things that I've received and those physical things, I would have denied that God is above. So my question to you today is, as we enter into 2022, have we forgotten to put God as our, to trust God as the main purpose and the main person in our life? Have we lost our focus from the eyes of the Master into the things of this world? Do we trust the things in our world more than we trust our Master? Do we trust the things in this world and do we believe that they are able to give us wealth rather than fixing our eyes on Him? I want to encourage you today, church. I want to encourage you today, church. As you begin to step and prepare into entering into 2022, I want you to begin to trust the Lord once again with all your heart. I know you know that verse. If you know that verse, I want somebody to type it out in the comment section. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And He will direct your path. Today, I'm not just telling you to trust God again. I'm asking you to take your eyes off the things that you trust more than the Master and fix your focus back on Jesus and trust Him once again with your life. I know, church, it's been difficult. I know it's been hard. I know 2020 and 2021 have been one of the hardest seasons that we as a church and individuals and families had to go through. But as we prepare to enter into 2022, I believe that God has a plan and purpose. I believe that there's going to be hope in 2022. I believe that there's joy that's going to be overflowing in 2022. I believe that it's the riches and the goodness of God that is going to be poured out in 2022. And I want us as the church of God to open up our hands and open up our hearts. And all we have to do is to receive the goodness of God. And the way that we can do that is if we fix our eyes on the Master again and say, Lord, instead of putting my trust in everything that I can see physically, I put my trust, I put my faith in you, Jesus, because you are the author and the finisher of my faith. Can we put our hope in Him once again? In all our uncertainties and hopelessness, can we trust the Lord again? We have a few more days before we enter into 2022. And let's enter into 2022 trusting the Lord with testimonies on our lips, with the kindness of God on our lips, and with thanksgiving. Can we just begin to do that right now? I want you to close your eyes wherever you are in your homes. And I want you to begin to ponder on those three T's once again. I want you to begin to ponder on thanksgiving. And ask the Lord, Lord, how can I thank you today? Can you begin to do that? Begin to thank the Lord. Lord, thank you. Begin to let thanksgiving begin to arise from your homes, from wherever you are. Let thanksgiving begin to arise. And then, I want you to begin to think of the good things that God has done in 2021. The testimonies that you have in your mind. I want you to begin to think of those things right now. Every eyes closed. No one getting distracted by anything in your homes or wherever it may be. I want you to think of the good things that God has done in your life. Come on, begin to think of the good things. Of the testimonies that God has given. God has done in your life. Come on, begin to think of those things. And number three, I want you to begin to trust the Lord once again. I want you to begin to think of those things that you have put your faith in your trust in. And I want you to begin to fix your focus once again on the goodness of the Lord, on the kindness of the Lord. That's right. Every eye's closed. Why don't you begin to focus on the Lord right now? Let Him begin to minister to you. Even as we prepare to partake communion this morning, I want you to begin to prepare your hearts. Begin to prepare your hearts. Let our hearts be completely surrendered to the Lord. That's right. Come on, Calvary City Church, let's enter into 2022 with hope, with joy, with a new focus, with new direction, with new purpose. With the goodness of the Lord on our lips, with the trust of God in our hearts, and with thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You know, head of the home, why don't you prepare your communion right now? I'm going to give you a few moments. The rest of us, we're just going to worship the Lord. Can we just begin to worship Him today?